You check your Google search results regularly? You should. People often get their first impression of you or your business online. Negative comments on the internet can impact your life and your livelihood. Take control of your online reputation. Get your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com. It may reveal negative posts from an ex-employee, upset patient or client, news article, legal issue, or even exposed personal information right there in your Google search results. Uncover what's lurking on the internet about you with reputationdefender.com's patented scan and get your free reputation report card. Or for immediate assistance with your reputation, call 800-401-6681. Our cutting-edge technology helps make your Google search results look their best. Call 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681. 800-401-6681. Or take the free scan at reputationdefender.com.
The White House is calling for the release of Sudan's prime minister and the restoration of the civilian-led transitional government after the country's military seized power.
The United States is pausing assistance from the $700 million in emergency assistance appropriations of economic support funds for Sudan.
State Department spokesman Ned Price says there could be other penalties. Amnesty International will close its two offices in Hong Kong, pulling operations amid a crackdown on political dissent. A new delivery service is taking flight in a town near Dallas.
These drones are yellow and white, are held aloft by 14 small propellers, and they'll soon be delivering items from a Walgreens store to homes within 4 miles, including Jared Elders.
It seems interesting. Yeah. My interest is piqued.
Almost anything can be shipped this way as long as it weighs 3.3 pounds or less. Wing Drone Delivery's Jacob Dimit.
In Australia, one of our most popular items is a roasted chicken.
Wing had to get a special permit from the FAA to fly its drones in the busy North Texas airspace. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A U.S. court order says the offspring of hippos once owned by Colombian drug kingpin Pablo Escobar can be recognized as people with legal rights. An animal rights group is suing the Colombian government, which wants to either kill or sterilize the hippos because there are so many that the local environment is at risk. This is ABC News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The top five at five from Como News. Sponsored by All City Fence.
Good evening. Como News time 5:04. Before we get to our news and the latest on the cleanup from the storm, we're going to get you up to date on where the road troubles are. Lisa?
I'm Elisa Jaffe with Rick Van Sice, and let's get to Kimmy Klein to check out what's happening on the roads. And she's got that from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center.
In Bellevue, a tree fell on a car. Luckily, just minor injuries, but Bellevue Way is currently closed in both directions at 112th, right near the South Bellevue Park and Ride, and it's going to remain closed for the next 2 to 3 hours. Meantime, southbound 405 is still crawling south of 520 up the Kennydale Hill, and those downed utility lines in South Seattle. That's why the South Park Bridge is still closed, and East Marginal Way is closed at the South Park Bridge until at least sometime tomorrow. So bigger than usual backups all around the First Avenue South Bridge and getting into and out of West Seattle. Add Seahawks traffic headed to Lumen Field on top of that. So South 5 is still busy in the downtown from Lake City Way and going to be slow again on southbound I-5 throughout Fife and Tacoma. We have a crash in Lakewood, southbound 5 at 72nd. That's still in the left lane. And both directions of Highway 16 are trying to recover from an earlier collision that's finally been cleared from Wolachit. Your next Como traffic at 5:14.
Thanks. And the update on our Puget Sound forecast. Here we go with more wind and rain tonight. Not quite as strong as yesterday, but it'll still get your attention with southerlies up to 30 miles an hour and overnight lows in the 40s. Rainy at times tomorrow and breezy gusts to about 30 miles an hour out of the south with highs in the mid-50s. Rain in downtown Seattle and 54 degrees. SeaTac Airport now 52 and our Como News time 5:06.
There's a lot of cleanup happening, even as the last of the bomb cyclone does a number on the northwest. Como's Ryan Harris joining us live with more on those efforts. Ryan?
Elisa, the wind has really been the factor for this storm, not only knocking down whole trees, but also a whole heck of a lot of those loose branches that were just waiting for the right conditions to take them down. Now, that did a number on the power, about 150,000 homes and businesses without juice at the peak. Rick just mentioned a few minutes ago, that number is just north of 20,000. So a lot of progress still being made. Now, crews will be out around the clock, not only working to restore power, but to clear trees around the line so that restoration work can be done. Snohomish County PUD says, like a lot of us, they've had to deal with supply issues, things like wires, poles, and transformers, but that they've managed to score themselves another couple of different suppliers, and they made sure that they could stock up on all of that stuff. And they say they have plenty of equipment to do it, not to mention they have about 20 crews that'll be working in rotating shifts around the clock. Now, we're on the sort of the backside of this storm. The wind is still here. Rain is what's next to come, but that means falling trees are still a danger. So you are urged to be extra careful. And something else to think about, too, look around your house, look around your neighborhood. If you see a hanging branch that looks like it could fall at any time, and especially fall onto a power line, you know, give the utility or give the city or somebody a call to get that removed so that it doesn't come down and not only knock out power, but potentially hit and injure someone. Reporting live in Snohomish County, Ryan Harris, Como News.
Thanks for the update there, Ryan. 5:07 at Como News. City Hall in Seattle launching a Seattle Relief Fund, a program to give cash payments to those hit hardest by the pandemic. The story from Como's Jeff Pogula.
Mayor Jenny Durkin made the announcement in Lake City.
We are providing $16 million in cash assistance to our neighbors through the Seattle Relief Fund.
The idea is to get the assistance, which could be up to $1,000 per individual or $3,000 per family, to those who need it the most. The mayor says each application will be vetted and the money won't simply be handed out on a first-come, first-served basis. The Seattle Relief Fund is paid for with money from the general fund and not a dedicated tax. Jeff Pogula, Como News.
Well, if you're not fully vaccinated and need to get a COVID test before doing things like attending tonight's Seahawks game, you might want to consider stopping by a Safeway store today. In addition to offering vaccines, the chain has announced it's offering the rapid test in all local pharmacy locations with the results available in about 20 minutes. And yes, you do need an appointment for that. The Bezos and McCaw Family Foundations have donated $2.75 million to the Northwest Maritime Center. According to the Times, that money will be spent on things like the region's new Maritime High School, which has 36 students in its freshman class. Leaders hope to grow that enrollment to 400 by the time those freshmen graduate. The money, by the way, is being counted toward the center's goal of raising about $18.5 million for a much-needed expansion. When enrollment reopens for Washington's Guaranteed Education Tuition GET program on November 1st, families who opted out when theirs was a more lucrative option a few years ago might want to have another look, as we hear from Como's Carlene Johnson.
For the first time in its 23-year history, Seattle Times reports GET will offer a unit purchase price that does not include a premium over current in-state tuition rates. Jackie Ferrato covers the basics of the GET program.
The value of the units, and that's going to be what they're worth, that's going to keep pace with the actual cost of in-state undergraduate tuition and state-mandated fees.
So for the first time, the single unit price matches the payout price, which is based on the cost of tuition and state-mandated fees at Washington's highest-priced public university, which is currently UW-Tacoma, at $11,401 a year. Now, 3 years ago, when many families were offered a chance to opt out of GET and into a different type of plan, offering a 38% increase in the value of their account overnight, many of them chose to do so.
And that's Como's Carlene Johnson reporting. 5:10 now at Como, and let's get an update on sports. Taylor Van Sice at the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk. Got Monday Night Football getting ready to kick off as the Seahawks host the New Orleans Saints here. And there's a lot of other sports news to talk about, Taylor.
Just a few regular season matches left for the Seattle Sounders before they prepare for the postseason. New seeding results from Major League Soccer show the Sounders have clinched a top four seed in the Western Conference, which means they get home field advantage for their first playoff match. The Sounders are in Los Angeles for a match with LAFC tomorrow. Then they host the LA Galaxy on Monday before they wrap up the season on the road next weekend in Vancouver. Home again tomorrow night for the Seattle Kraken, looking for their first home win at Climate Pledge Arena. The Montreal Canadiens come to town. They, too, only have one win this season. The Kraken lost the home opener 4-2 to the Vancouver Canucks. Grubauer pulled from the net late in the third period as the Kraken tried to tie the game. Instead, the Canucks score an empty net goal to cement their win. For the first time since 1999, the Braves back in the World Series. They haven't won the series, though, since 1995. Those 99 and 95 teams churning out six Hall of Famers, including their manager and GM. And who will be the Braves' American League opponent? The Houston Astros, who last won the series in 2017, thanks in part to an elaborate sign-stealing, cheating
scheme. Game 1 of the World Series comes up tomorrow evening at Minute Maid Park. Sports at 10 and 40 past the hour. Taylor Van Sice, Como News.
5:11 at Como News. And lawmakers are calling childcare human infrastructure, a backbone of our economy. And it's an industry in growing crisis, with many workers now fleeing for better paying jobs. ABC's Karen Travers has more.
Leslie Spina has run Kinder Academy in Philadelphia for nearly three decades. She says she's now facing challenges she's never seen before.
This is the first time in 27 years that we've had classrooms that are set up and children who want to go in those classrooms, and classrooms empty because we don't have the staff in them.
There is a child care crisis in this country. The industry is down more than 125,000 workers nationwide, a more than 10% drop from pre-pandemic levels. Just since June, more than 10,000 child care workers have left the industry, many taking jobs with increasing wages. The median wage for a child care worker is just $12.24 an hour. Mandy Crozier has worked for Kinder Academy for 20 years. She says she understands why people are leaving her industry.
Who wants to come into this field right now? Like, no way. When you're seeing signs at Wawa, we'll pay you $15, $17 an hour.
Leslie Spina is doing what she can to keep quality employees. She pays her entry-level staff a market rate, around $10 to $12 an hour, and more depending on experience and qualifications. She offers health, dental, and vision benefits, a retirement plan, mental wellness care, a rarity in her field.
We're talking about highly qualified professional teachers who are making salaries that are ridiculous and shameful. We should be ashamed.
But raising fees isn't a feasible option. The majority of families that send their children to Kinder Academy are working class.
I wouldn't be able to work if I didn't have the proper child care.
American families are on average spending about 13% of their income to pay for child care costs for a child under five. Child care is a key component of President Biden's Build Back Better agenda.
I've been conscious of the concern and the lack of access and the lack of financial ability to have child care for a long time.
His plan calls for $225 billion toward child care for the next 10 years, funding for child care providers, raising the minimum wage for child care workers to $15 an hour, and ensuring no middle class families pay more than 7% of their income for child care. The plan also calls for universal free preschool starting at age three. As negotiations continue in Washington, Leslie Spina just hopes her business survives.
This is not sustainable.
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
And that brings our Como News time to 5:14.
And Kimmy Klein watching the roads from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center. How are things shaping up?
Well, it's still pretty busy out there and challenging, but on the east side, we have both directions of Bellevue Way closed at 112th right near the South Bellevue Park and Ride due to a large tree that fell onto a car. Minor injuries, but it is expected to remain closed until about 7 or 8 o'clock tonight. We have a new crash in Tukwila, southbound 599 at 133rd. It's blocking the right lane. And a new crash on the Valley Freeway, southbound 167 at Jovita. This is blocking the left lane. But our crash in Lakewood just cleared from southbound I-5 at 72nd, and then our travel time from Tacoma to Olympia is just over an hour. Both directions at 16 are heavy, approaching the scene of an earlier accident that recently cleared at Wallachet. And expect lingering back up South 5 into Seattle, starting around Lake City Way and on southbound 99 from South Lake Union towards the stadiums. Southbound 405 is going to be heavy from 520 up the Kennedale Hill. Even North 405, though, getting busier from South Center past the Maple Valley Highway. Your next Como traffic at 524.
This update on traffic, sponsored by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Electrical. Call Beacon today and save $50 on all drain cleaning and sewer repair. Just call 1-800-FREAKIN and stop freaking call on Beacon. Oh, it's going to be windy again tonight. We'll have some of those southerlies up around 30 miles an hour in the city and faster than that on the coast. Could have some gusts to 50 there in the North Sound, too. So if you're listening to us on Whidbey Island, north of Everett, somewhere along the San Juan Islands, it'll be a pretty blustery evening. And overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, rain at times, still breezy with gusts to 30 in the city and highs in the middle 50s. We're at 54 in downtown Seattle now.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The Northwest's only 24-hour news station. Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
With Elisa Jaffe, I'm Rick Van Sice. Our editor is Kathy O'Shea. Millions of Americans are eligible for a third or booster COVID-19 vaccination dose, but Americans abroad are having trouble finding any of those doses, even if they ask for help from embassies. Dan Diamond has a closer look from the Washington Post and talk more with Como's Taylor Van Sice.
More than a dozen Americans abroad came forward to speak with you for this piece. What kind of lengths did they go to try and find that dose?
There were Americans that I spoke to who had spent months trying to get local officials to share doses that had arrived donated by the United States, but not intended for Americans necessarily, intended for, say, the people who live in Thailand or Indonesia. Spoke to some Americans abroad who said they wanted to fly back to the States, but they were worried. They had pre-existing health conditions. They were worried that leaving for an international trip would expose them to new risk. And I also spoke to Americans who are older, in their 70s, 80s, who have retired overseas. For the cost of living, it's much lower there. And for them, traveling across the globe in the middle of the pandemic was especially hard, given that some of them have physical ailments that might make it difficult to get on a plane and fly. So there were a lot of different reasons why people had had challenges getting shots. But the underlying theme was, it's not especially easy across the globe. Things have been available here in the States for months, but that's not the case in many corners of the planet.
For an American working abroad, you know, they've made their home in another country, they're an expatriate. Isn't the State Department able to help out through the embassy or something? Because when we think about, say, the evacuation of Afghanistan, yeah, that was a war-torn area, but still the embassy was there. They were able to make accommodations for Americans in need. Isn't this the same kind of wartime effort?
That is a great question. So the State Department does step in and work to help Americans abroad in a number of cases. And at the beginning of the pandemic, the State Department did do evacuations out of China as the pandemic was spreading there acutely in early 2020. But in this case, the State Department has said, we are not going to get involved with vaccinating Americans abroad. That is a bridge too far. We do not provide private health care to Americans overseas. We're not going to change that policy. The State Department has vaccinated its workers, and then people who might not be Americans but working with Americans in embassies overseas got vaccinated too through the State Department. But the State Department did not want to go further. And I did talk to some public health experts who said, well, this might be an opportunity to revisit that rule, given that the pandemic is testing us in unprecedented ways.
Any response from the White House on the story that you brought us? Because it's, I mean, just to read this, some of the things these people went through, it's pretty heartbreaking.
It's upsetting, especially because here in America, as several of them pointed out, we've had doses expire, doses that could save lives or significantly protect people, including Americans overseas. The White House is in a bit of a box, Taylor. The idea that we are donating to the rest of the world, I think global advocates think that's tremendous. But the White House does not want to be in the position of saying we are giving doses to, say, Thailand, but Thailand, you have to make sure to vaccinate all the Americans in the country first. That introduces a geopolitical wrinkle that President Biden has really not wanted to touch.
Dan Diamond with us on Como News, reporter for The Washington Post. And you can always find Dan's coverage online at WashingtonPost.com. Dan, thank you.
And that's Como's Taylor Van Sice. It is 520 and your Como Propel Insurance Money Update now.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks start the week with some small gains, but with enough for more record highs. The Dow rose 64 points. The S&P 500 added 22. That was enough for a new closing benchmark. And the NASDAQ closed up 137 for the day. Oil prices ended the day unchanged at $83.76 a barrel. Facebook is among the latest companies to report as earnings season rolls on, its latest numbers short of analyst expectations. Tesla notching the session's biggest gain in the S&P after Hertz said it would buy 100,000 Model 3 vehicles for its fleet. The deal sent the electric vehicle maker's stock up more than 12%. Union organizers at an Amazon distribution center in New York delivered more than 2,000 signatures to federal labor officials asking to authorize a vote which would establish the first union at the nation's largest online retailer. If organizers in New York succeed, it could set similar votes in motion across the company's empire. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Catch your Monday news on Como twice every hour at 20 and 50 past the hour. Traffic, yep, get the latest on what's happening around the Sound next.
Como News. Join the Como News Listener Club. This week, win two tickets to the Georgetown Haunted Morgue with Star 101.5. Get details on this must-see experience at seattlehaunts.com. Just go to comonews.com, highlight radio, and click on radio contests.